Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now. I'm your host, Jesse Steele. It's a little early for me. Usually I try to get this on about 4. It's about 11:30 now. But the reason being, and don't tell my girlfriend, shh, we're going to see Spider-Man tonight in Mammoth at the Minaret is D Place Theaters. We will be doing a review about it right after that. See, the thing is, I've got Amy tricked, you see, because she doesn't like Spider-Man. So I told her, because I'm so clever, that we're going to see a bicycle movie, because she's the queen of road bikes, if anybody doesn't know that. And so I said it even has a theme song, and it goes like this. Bicycle, bicycle, does whatever a bicycle does. And she totally bought it. There's no way she knows we're going to see Spider-Man, right? All the 300,000 commercials on TV and on everything. And it's all I've been talking about is going to see Spider-Man and how I'm doing a review for the Minaret is D Place Theater for Spider-Man. And the song is the melody for Spider-Man. There's no way she knows. I totally have her fooled. Yep. Oh, wait, that's her. Ah, crap, she knows. Well, this will be a treat. You know, it's a real treat. The local snow report from Jason Blakey from the Mammoth brand. Let's read it, shall we? This is from last night. Thanks for checking out our Mammoth Mountain snow report. Mammoth Lakes got dumped on early this week, and we're already halfway to the 100 inches of snow that was in the forecast. The only problem is people come out of the woodwork on a pow day, and the lines get a little longer. Snow conditions. Mammoth Mountain got hammered with snow earlier this week. In fact, that was a ding that was signifying that, yes, that's true, Jesse. In fact, it was so much snow that the mountain was closed all day on Tuesday, that was the 14th. It was very windy and cold today, the 15th, so there was a nice thick crust and wind buff across most of the mountain. But you could bust through it pretty easily, and there were plenty of fresh pow turns to go around. They never got the top open, so there is still a ton of untouched powder for anyone who wants to get after it tomorrow, which is today, or this weekend. This heavy snow is going to set us up nicely for the rest of the season. We are still trying to hit that 100-inch forecast, and it could happen with the snow coming in tonight, which was last night, and that's true, there was a lot of snow. Tomorrow and next week, look out for about a foot of new snow by today, the 16th, with the sun coming out Friday through Sunday. Then we have an entire week of snow in the forecast starting next Tuesday, the 21st. It is going to be a very white Christmas in Mammoth Lakes. That's awesome. Most of the fresh... See, they agree, too. Most of the fresh pow on the lower and mid... God dang. I need to figure out how to turn off the notifications on these emails and text messages coming through. Eastern Sierra Now is just so busy. What can I say? Everybody's reaching out to us. It's crazy. Bicycle, bicycle. Most of the fresh pow on the lower and mid-mountain has been tracked out, but we have a foot in the forecast for tomorrow, which is today, and the mountain will get a refresh. The top hasn't been open since 3 to 4 foot of snow fell on Monday, Tuesday. So if it looks like they are going to open the Gandhi to the top, get in line ASAP, because it is going to be nice. Expect some crowds, but the whole mountain is scheduled to open this weekend, so people will be able to spread out. I think Chair 9 is going to offer some amazing runs, too. It hasn't been open all season, and the snow is piled up on the side of the mountain. The park, as of right now, well, there is no park. It's been buried in fresh snow. I anticipate a complete rebuild of Main Park with the addition of Forest Trail Park and probably Chair 4 Park. I'm not sure how long it will take for them to build a new feature, so I wouldn't expect much park action for a week or so. Who goes in the park on a pow day anyway? Come on. Thanks for that, Jason. And head over to the Mammoth brand if you're going up this weekend because you want to look fresh, just like all that fresh pow. What else do we got going here? It's a lot more snow. Get a little bit of something else put in here real quick, and then we will turn back around and go to the snow because I know that's what everybody wants to know about. There is a Cal Fire Fire Prevention Grant that they are offering right now. The Fire Prevention Grants has a virtual workshop Friday, December 17th. So that's tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. You don't have to register. Just come to EasternSierraNow.com and click on the link there. You can also call in for audio only at 1-650-564-3271. The phone conference ID is 536-997-24#. Or I guess that's pound on a phone, right? There's going to be days when kids don't even understand what that even is. You know, those of us that actually had that kind of stuff on our phone. Like, it's still there, but you don't ever have to do that anymore, really. Stupid kids. Speaking of stupid kids, I was a stupid kid, and I didn't pay attention to my athletics and take care of myself correctly, and I pushed real, real, real hard into college. And now I permanently walk with a limp, because I've had 3 knee surgeries. You know what I should have done? Was had some people in my life back then that were teaching me how to take care of my body, not only nutritionally, but also physically, mentally, everything. And I wouldn't be so crazy right now. So, you know who can help with that? And you want to get your kids in there and do this? And if you're an athlete yourself, like I mentioned, Amy's a damn near pro bicyclist. Well, she also knows how to take care of herself. That's why she can do this. Northern Inyo Hospital District's Dr. Bo Naismith-Loy hosts free, healthy lifestyle talk, sports medicine, and you, helping athletes stay in the game. Man, I could be like my 20th year of college basketball right now if I would have gone to this. Of course, I'm guessing I'm the same age or maybe even older than Dr. Naismith-Loy here, so chances are he probably wouldn't have known the stuff that he knows. I'm just getting way down this rabbit hole. We're just going to read the story. Northern Inyo Healthcare District's own sports medicine specialist, Dr. Bo Naismith-Loy, will host a free, educational, healthy lifestyle talk, Sports Medicine and You, Helping Athletes Stay in the Game, on Thursday, December 16th, by gosh, that's today, at 5:30 p.m. This talk will be held at Northern Inyo Hospital District's Birch Street Annex. That's at 2957 Birch Street, near Jill Kinmont Booth School in the Manor Market region. So that is all the way up Line Street. Hang a left at Jill Kinmont Booth School, and it's the green building there on your left. Saracoso College used to be there, for those of us that are old. This educational presentation will be offered in a hybrid format with Dr. Loy presenting his talk in front of up to 20 people at the annex, and the talk will be broadcast live on YouTube.com. Masks and distancing are required at the annex. To watch, please visit the Northern Inyo Healthcare YouTube page, like and subscribe, and watch for when Dr. Loy goes live at 5:30 p.m. Dr. Loy would love an interactive audience, so please bring any topic-related questions you may have. Dr. Loy is board-certified in orthopedic surgery and sports medicine. He is an assistant professor of clinical surgery at the University of Nevada, Reno School of Medicine, an active U.S. ski and snowboard team physician, and a certified wilderness first responder. He and his family chose to make their home here in Bishop in 2019. So that should be really cool. Definitely head up there and check it out. And you know what? It is about athletics, but everything he's teaching you is good for just your life. Stay in good shape. Keep your bones and muscles working correctly. I definitely would go check that out if I was you. And since you're on YouTube anyway and you're waiting, just head over to Eastern Sierra Now and like and subscribe and hit that little bell icon. That would do me the biggest favor in the world, because the more of those I get, the better chance I have towards getting monetized, which makes this a viable business for me, not a hobby, right? See what I need your help with there? You guys are loyal to me. I'm going to be loyal to you. Just go over there and hit the button for me. That would make all the world a difference. Let's see. There is some chain controls right now, but looking out my north-facing window, it is quite sunny. So I'm thinking these are going to lighten up a little bit. But from this morning when it was dumping, it is still in effect. Chains or snow tires are required from 0.2 miles south of Big Pine Creek to 16 miles north of Bishop. Chains are required on all vehicles except four-wheel drive vehicles with snow tires. That's R2 conditions. On all four wheels from 16 miles north of Bishop to 20 miles north of Bishop. So that's somewhere right around Tom's place in that area. Chains or snow tires are required from 20 miles north of Bishop to 17 miles south of the Nevada state line. So that is also R2. Please research chain control locations, as Caltrans is currently working to update chain control descriptions for consistency with internet mapping like Google Maps and MapQuest. Large trucks with single axle drive towing 2 trailers are prohibited in chain control areas. That's just how it goes. So anyway, there's basically our two conditions from about Tom's place to Topaz. So I'm guessing that's lightening up a little bit, but I think it's still supposed to snow a little bit. So who knows? And once it cools down, that could get very icy. So be careful. I'm heading up there in a little bit. If I haven't mentioned that I'm going to see Spider-Man tonight. So it's a good thing I got a Jeep. Speaking of roads, there are some announced winter road closures. These are the permanent ones, ladies and gentlemen. Alpine, Tuolumne, Mono, and Inyo counties. The California Department of Transportation, Caltrans, has closed several of its mountain roads for the winter season. The following highways entered a seasonal closure at 7 a.m. this morning. State Route 4, that's Ebbets Pass. 89, that's Monitor. 108, Sonora Pass. 120 West to Yosemite. 120 East, Mono Mills Road. 158 North, that's the North June Lake Loop. State Route 270, that's Bodie. And 168 West, and that's at Aspendale, so you're not getting up to Sabrina. Yosemite National Park is also closed. Tioga Pass for the winter. State Route 203 and Mammoth Mountain closed for the season earlier this fall. The recent storms and accumulation of snow make the seasonal closures necessary for the safety of motorists and Caltrans crews. The weather conditions on the passes and subsequent road conditions are among the determining factors in the decision to make the seasonal closures. Once the passes are closed for the winter, they will not be reopened until conditions warrant it. Each year, Caltrans crew work diligently to clear debris, remove snow, and make road repairs so the highways can reopen in the spring. For the latest road conditions information, the radio may be tuned to Caltrans Highway Advisory Radio at 5:30 a.m., 1610 a.m., or 1670 a.m., or call the Caltrans Road Condition Hotline at 1-800-427-ROAD. That's 7623. Real-time conditions are also available online and for mobile phones at the quickmap.dot.ca.gov website. Changeable message signs with flashing beacons will have information regarding the past closures. Winter weather and road conditions can change rapidly. Motorists should expect the worst conditions and be prepared when traveling in areas subject to hazardous conditions. All vehicles, including those with four-wheel drive or snow tires, must carry chains when traveling during snowy weather. Drivers without chains in their possession may not be allowed to proceed. When highway signs indicate that chains are required, drivers must stop and install chains or risk being cited and fined. Quick little rundown. R1, that means chains are required on commercial vehicles, and other vehicles must have snow treads or chains on the drive axle. R2, chains are required on all vehicles except four-wheel drive vehicles with snow tread tires. Like my Jeep. Yeah. R3, all vehicles, chains, no exceptions. So right now everything's R2, but it looks like it's going to be melting, so I'm guessing that'll lighten up a little bit. But you know what happens when it melts and it gets wet, then it gets cold, turns to ice, and that's even worse. So we'll see what happens. There is a current state of the Inyo out with all the roads that are closed, campgrounds that are closed, campgrounds that are open, all that. Head over to easternsierranow.com to check it out. There's a lot to read there, and I'm kind of wanting to head up the hill. It's a little scary. So I think the last thing we will look at today is Mammoth Mountain put out their snow report. I know that's what you're waiting to hear if you haven't looked. So, the temperature today, 22. There's strong winds. The base depth is 56 to 82 inches. New snow last night, 11 to 13 inches. There's one park open, 7 lifts open, and 83 trails open. This week began with a mammoth dump of over 4 feet of new snow, and last night another storm dropped. 11 to 13 inches of fresh powder, with more on the way today. The mountain is now in fine winter form and holding an amazing base heading into the rest of the season. The forecast is calling for a bluebird weekend ahead, and we plan to open the entire mountain as soon as conditions allow tomorrow. Get ready to shred 3,500 acres of fun. Canyon Lodge, Eagle Lodge, and the Village Gondola open in full operation for the season tomorrow. Woolies Tube Park and Snowmobile Adventures also open tomorrow. And June Mountain kicks off their winter season on Saturday. This is all fantastic news, everyone. So, get your icon passes out, get your snow pants on, and head up that hill. We are out of here. And remember to look for the latest on the Spider-Man review that we'll be doing for the Minaret is Deep Place Cinema in Mammoth. You'll find it on all of our podcasts. Catchers, that was called Podcatcher. All of those, we will have it on the website and links to it on all of our social. So head over and check those out. And in the meantime, we'll talk to you tomorrow. This has been Eastern Sierra Now, and I am Jesse Steele. Jesse Steele, Jesse Steele, does whatever a Jesse Steele can. Which isn't much, but he tries. You should be worried when he drives. Look out, here comes Jesse Steele.